Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, breaking news. Trump just got slapped back by Harvard University after his relentless attacks against every single institution that he doesn't currently have control over. Lately, he's been attacking the foundations of free speech, the foundations of due process with his deportations, the foundations of academic independence by targeting colleges and trying to strip their funding away. He's even been targeting the legal system itself. I don't know if you guys have heard about Trump targeting these law firms and trying to nuke their business entirely, and then using that leverage to get pro bono work, which is wild. But I want to cover all of this down because it comes at a time when the tariffs, when all of these different deportation things, which are incredibly important, are taking attention away from the other authoritarian threats that are creeping into the mainstream day by day. So make sure you drop a like as this resistance grows to make sure that we can continue to push this message forward. We've got people protesting April 19th, massive protests. We've got town halls. We've got social media blowing up right now. Midas Touch and my channel are growing at a rapid pace because of you guys. So make sure you drop a like and let's jump in. Before we talk about Harvard rejecting the Trump admin's demands with federal funding at risk, finally, someone with real weight is slapping Trump back. Before we dig into that, have you guys heard about the law firms being targeted by Trump? He's sued about seven of the top law firms, and the scary thing is, most of them have caved. So for months, Trump has been launching these coordinated attacks on law firms and any other institution that holds power he doesn't control. So he doesn't really have to launch attacks against the DOJ or against any of these institutions within the government, but academic institutions and legal institutions, he attacks colleges, law firms, independent courts, judges that he deems radical left. So in this case, he's going against diversity programs at law firms. U.S. President Donald Trump's admin was hit with another lawsuit on Friday over his executive order sanctioning prominent law firms, even as five other firms offered costly concessions to avoid the president's crackdowns. Again, five law firms decided to do about $500 million worth of free work for the admin because they don't want their firms nuked over diversity programs that they once had. This is the definition of authoritarianism. This is straight out of Viktor Orban's Hungary. What Viktor Orban would do is not even raid a law firm and put guns in people's faces. A lot of times when you talk about authoritarianism, people think that the police are running around and sticking guns in people's faces. That only happens if you're an immigrant in the US. But what Trump is doing is creating this chilling effect. So imagine that you're a college and you're struggling to stay afloat and he sues your college and your college closes down. Now, another college that's struggling to stay afloat will see that and then curtail how they speak. Or what about me? I'm currently an influencer on the internet. I currently have a sizable YouTube channel. What if one of my competitors on YouTube got their entire channel destroyed by the Trump administration? The Trump admin would be hoping that other channels on YouTube, like mine, begin to curtail how we speak so we don't get sued. But the thing is, that would never happen. We are the one piece, the one aspect that the Trump admin overlooked when they were attacking institutions like law firms, the media. That's another good one, the media. While they're attacking schools, they didn't realize that there was a new resistance popping up, and that resistance was us. You and I. So just this week, a top law firm, Suzman Godfrey, filed a lawsuit accusing the Trump admin of retaliatory abuse after it refused to bend the knee. Five other major law firms decided to bend the knee and say, hey, we will do free work for you as long as you don't ruin our law firms and our future, which I don't know why law firms didn't band together. It's kind of sad to see, but let's go over to Harvard because this is the main story. While Trump is attacking law firms, he's also attacking schools. Harvard rejects the Trump admin's demands with federal funding at risk. The university's response comes after the government announced a federal review of nearly $9 billion in funding to Harvard and its affiliates. And here we go. Harvard University officials on Monday rejected the Trump admin demands that the school yield to extensive government oversight and make sweeping changes to governance, admissions and hiring practices, calling the directives unlawful and unconstitutional. What do you mean? In America, the government's not supposed to have their hand in the media, in the schools, in every single independent sector, in all of the protests? Oh, I'm sorry. Obviously, sarcasm. There's supposed to be a separation of powers for a reason. I mean, not only does Congress act as a check on the president, but the media acts as a check. The courts act as a check. Schools, academics can act as a check by teaching people about the systems in place that need to be upheld. The admin has threatened to withhold billions in federal funding to the Ivy League school. The government's demands, received by Harvard on Friday, just a few days ago, are part of the administration's crackdown on what it calls rampant anti-Semitism and leftist ideology on college campuses. And while I do think anti-Semitism exists in this day and age, and it can be very, very bad, you can't just label the average pro-Palestinian protester as an anti-Semite. You can't label the average protester as anything. You can't make sweeping generalizations and then pass laws about protesters based on that. Or actually pressure schools to pass rules based on speech. That is insane. Harvard will continue its work to combat anti-Semitism, as it should, and, quote, remains open to dialogue about what the university has done, is planning to do, to improve the experience of every member of its community, etc., said two attorneys representing the school. And that is good. Harvard is open to listening, to having meetings with certain groups and alliances based on hate, which is good. But that doesn't mean the government should be trying to put its thumb on the scale and make Harvard bend its knee. It is blatant authoritarianism, and again, it's the same type of stuff that you'd see in Viktor Orban's Hungary, which is an autocratic regime that is not as bad as Vladimir Putin's Russia. A lot of times people say that Trump wants to turn America into Russia, and I think that almost misses the mark. I think what Trump wants to do is turn it into a hybrid regime, something more like Viktor Orban's Hungary. For example, in Hungary, Viktor Orban ignored court order after court order. Viktor Orban then began ignoring orders from the highest court in Hungary. When Trump begins to ignore court orders in America, as he has over the past few months, that makes it so the courts want to bend to his will, because if the courts rule against Trump and he just ignores their order, then they begin to lose their power, right? Imagine the Supreme Court issues 5 rulings and Trump ignores all of them. The Supreme Court then realizes it has no actual power or enforcement mechanism, so it curtails its behavior to fit the president, and then we've reached Hungary. We've lost our democracy, and I'm not saying that is going to happen. I'm not saying it's for certain. There is a lot of resistance popping up, but the fact that Columbia University tried to negotiate, the fact that other universities capitulated, the fact that law firms capitulated, the fact that media companies are capitulating is scary. Again, Harvard said no, in the same way that I would say no, Midas Touch would say no. We would all say no if the Trump admin came and tried to target us for some reason. So in a very forceful letter, Harvard called the Trump admin's demands unconstitutional, unlawful. They said it's a straight-up assault on the values of higher education, and the university made it very clear they will not let any administration, Republican or Democrat, dictate who they can admit, when they can admit them, who they can hire, what they can teach at any given time. That is not up to the presidential administration at the time, because what if a Democratic administration then begins applying pressure on Harvard to teach wokeness, or whatever the hell Republicans are scared of. So this is a critical inflection point in our democracy, because authoritarianism isn't about guns and faces. It's not about one man like Hitler. It's about a slow creep of institutions and a bunch of people working to degrade them. So all we can do is stand tall, make sure we keep on building the resistance by protesting, going to your town halls. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to boost this message, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.